Has asked for the floor to thank Ireland for presenting the working paper on addressing bias in autonomous weapons, including, in particular, as algorithmic bias relates to gender. There was no question as to the importance for Canada to support the paper, as we heard yesterday from the panelists on the Gender Side event, which Canada was also pleased to co-sponsor. The question of gender in AI, and indeed in military automated applications, is not a fringe discussion to our deliberations here, but indeed it is important to the discussions on laws, specifically in the context of biases. Mr. Chair, Canada recognizes that maintaining international peace and security requires an inclusive approach that considers the perspectives of all persons, and that gender balance and gender considerations have a positive impact on decision-making processes related to non-proliferations, armed controls, and disarmament issues at large. As we all know, it is not enough to simply have more women in the room. We must continue to recognize that biases, including gender biases, at the development stage of a weapon system can affect different populations and identities in different ways, including women and gender diverse individuals. We would also like to acknowledge the wealth of research and data produced by international organizations in the field of gender biases in automation in weapon systems. We welcome the work and research from these organizations, such as the reports produced by UNIDIR, and believe international organizations have a pivotal role in our discussions within the GGE on this topic. Canada is pleased to be providing support to UNIDIR's gender and disarmament programs in the area of conventional weapons and ammunition. This support provides an opportunity for UNIDIR to explore greater connections between disarmament and gender equality across all disarmament fields. Thank you.
I would like to thank the